Some things are better left unsaid, but not here. Hello, it's Izzy Santulli, and this is the Not So Silent Podcast, where I could have kept my thoughts to myself, but where's the fun in that? Hey guys, it's Izzy. Welcome back to the Not So Silent Podcast. And on today's episode, I have Maytel here, and I'm so excited to have you on.
I'm so excited to be here.
Okay, cool. We're gonna get right into it. Tell me about yourself, ethnicity, social media, when you started, the whole like presentation that you tell people.
I'll give you my presentation, I do want to say that I'm so proud of you. Like when I met you, I was like, who is this girl? Like, she's just like, she's a vibe. And then, like, as I got to know your content, I think you're the shit. I love that you're just so real.
Yeah.
And I'm so into that.
Yes.
Like, for my content, too. So.
And that's why I wanted to have you on, because I feel like we vibe.
Yeah.
And when we're talking about it, yeah, we click.
Yeah.
You're very much on that vibe, too.
Yeah. Even though I play this character, it's still like there's a realness
for
to
sure.
It.
No, you can tell, yeah.
So, about me,
yes.
My ethnicity, I'm a Turkish Jew.
Okay.
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, but I'm actually Spanish. I'm a Spanish Jew. It's like the Jews that were kicked out of Spain went to Turkey. So like my parents speak Spanish. Like it's called Sephardic.
Okay.
So we come from Spain.
Yeah.
What else was the question? Ethnicity.
Social media. How did you start
social media? How did I start?
And what were you doing before that?
Before that, okay, so I was always in fashion to some degree, like in my early 20s, like I'd say, 20 to like 23, I was a wardrobe stylist, but I started out like assisting other stylists in the city. Okay. So I worked on music videos like Sean Paul and Fabulous. Do you know that?
Yes.
And many Canadian productions as well. And then I wanted to go on my own. Along the way, I started also in my 20s a consignment boutique. Okay. And then after I had my son, I'm just trying to give you like a
give
version.
Me the timeline, yeah.
After I had my son, I sold the store.
Okay.
And then I just kind of was doing the mom thing.
How long did you have the store for?
I had the store for a few years. And then it was just a lot. I would get home from work at 7, and then my son goes to bed at 7:30. It wasn't enough time. Mm-hmm. So I was like, no, I got to be with my baby.
Yeah.
And then I did the mom thing. I had my daughter. And after I had my daughter, I was severely depressed.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I was really depressed. It wasn't a postpartum thing. It was actually just stuff going on in my life. She actually gave me a little bit of peace in my life because I was like, thank fuck. Mm-hmm. Thank God that I have a son and a daughter. That's always been my dream. And through that like depression, I was just like, I need an outlet. I need something. So I started Instagram. Like I obviously already had Instagram, but I started like a secret page. I didn't tell not one person. But it was before how it is now where it's like everyone finds you. Mm. Like they still found me, but it took a minute. You know what I mean? It wasn't like the explore pages now where it just gets in your algorithm.
Yeah. When was this? Like what year?
2016.
Okay.
So I started posting other fashion influencers. It was a fashion page, fashion focused. And I was posting photos of Chiara, that Italian, she was the biggest at the time. Now they kind of tried to cancel her. I was just posting other, mainly like a lot of European bloggers. It was like bloggers at the time. It was all just photos, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So then I would I built a little audience because I was doing the spammy Instagram shit back then. I was like, comment. And I actually built an audience.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that was the shit. I feel like that's the only way to like get engagement at the time.
Nobody admits that they did that, but I'm like, yeah, I totally did that.
I love that.
I was so spammy. But I got to 1,000. I was like, bitch, I have 1,000.
Don't talk to me.
Like, where's my publicist?
Yeah.
I got to 1,000. And then I was like, let me just post an outfit of the night of myself. And that's when I started getting more traction because the small audience that I had was like, oh, this is probably the person running the account.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was very long-winded.
No, no, you were good.
But that's how I started. Oh, and then I got into YouTube maybe a year or two later, 2017, 2018,
yeah.
in there, where I was just like, let me try this.
I actually really like that story. Very different than other people that I've had on. Was there a certain, like, because you said there wasn't videos at that time on Instagram. So you were just posting, like, the static, like, one post.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
So, like, what specifically, like, went, did there, was there a bit, like, a post that you posted that went viral that, like, got you a bunch of, like, engagement or followers? Or was it just, like, a slow build up over time of stuff?
It was, yeah, it was... Definitely not. I wasn't going viral then. I was just like slowly.
It's like building. There also wasn't really a viral then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Right? Okay.
That's right. Because it was basically just. It was chronological.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I know. I just like actually that just came to me because it was so.
Oh
long
my
ago.
God.
So
yeah,
I think
you
just saw like. Who you followed. So there was no real virality, but there was like a build and I felt like I was gaining traction from YouTube. It was like after a year, that's so my bad.
No, you're fine.
It's my daughter.
Can you answer it.
Vi, I'm doing the podcast. Oh, she loves you, by the way.
Aww.
No, you got to ask daddy. I can't do that right now. Bye. She loves you.
Awesome.
She's like, I want to come.
She's so cute. How old is she?
11.
Aw.
But she looks like 14. I don't know what's in the water these days.
Yeah.
Where was I? Oh, it was when I started YouTube that I really started to gain more traction on Instagram because I would try to drive traffic to my Instagram.
Yeah.
So when I did YouTube, I was like, follow me on Instagram. And I'd always have like a little watermark of my Instagram.
Yeah.
So.
And what were you doing on YouTube? Like vlogging, like wardrobe things?
Oh my God. My YouTube was such a disaster back then.
Really?
I mean, it's maybe still a bit, but no, I just didn't know what I was doing.
Okay.
I had.
Yeah. As we all.
Yeah. I had management, but it wasn't like the management I have now where it's just well more like, way more what's that expression? Like a well-oiled machine.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So now like I have proper direction and, you know, we see what's working, we go that way.
Yeah.
And back then it was just, it was fashion. Mm-hmm. I was just figuring it out. I didn't know YouTube. Yeah. I had to watch it. I had to consume it to learn. Oh, this is trending. I should probably hop on this. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that was what you were supposed to do.
Right. I see you posting designer brands.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I want to ask what your favorite designer brand is.
Chanel.
Okay. Okay. I bought a pair of designer like sunglasses from Chanel. I'm obsessed with them.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to add that. Because Chanel is like my dream one. Like
it was my dream too.
Okay.
And now when I make money, it goes kind of there. Or Celine. Celine's high up there. But I gotta get financially responsible this year. That's my goal, 2025.
Every time I see a video of you're just like Hermes bag.
Oh God. Oh God, please don't. Oh God, so embarrassing.
No, I love it. Hey girl, thank you for being here. You are now part of the Not So Silent fam, and I appreciate you so much. To show my appreciation, I'm going to be giving away a care box each episode. To win one, make sure you like and subscribe. Send a screenshot to my Instagram, and I'm going to pick a winner. Thanks. What's your favorite thing that you've bought in yourself, designer-wise? If you had to choose. Is it like an accessory, a piece of clothing?
It's a piece of clothing. It's a Chanel jacket for sure. Because that's like, wow. Like it's not just, we're buying ready to wear. Like we're buying clothing. Like it's not just a bag anymore. So I was like, wow, this is like a big moment for me. So I bought that and I just felt like that bitch after that.
What was your first ever designer piece? Because I feel like your first designer piece like stays with you.
Oh, wow. Such a good question. I think a Gucci bag.
Okay.
It didn't stay with me because I love to resell and I also love to buy resale.
Mm-hmm.
So it definitely did not stay with me. But Gucci.
You'll always remember that girl.
Yeah. Honestly, I love Gucci still. Like, I don't want to shade Gucci.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just like kind of like.
It's just, it's the era, it's the association with media, but like.
That, I think that's what it is. It's the social media, media. Yeah, yeah, I think that's ruined Gucci. But sponsor me, I mean.
Right?
If you're thinking about it one day, sure.
Right?
We're going to get right into tea. Who would you say is the most overrated fashion influencer? And again, no pressure to answer, but just wanted to throw it out there. Let me drink my water.
I'm going to have to plead the fifth.
Okay. But you have someone in mind.
I have a couple, but like, I don't want to say overrated. I think that sometimes there's a lot of hype on people based on their location and who they're associated with. That's real tea. People don't realize like some of the New York creators, like they just are associated with so many other humongous creators, including ones that are in very big spaces now, like walking red carpets, doing behind the scenes of like Grammys, and there it's that whole like location geography is so, I always feel like if I was in New York, like I'd be leaps and bounds ahead, leaps and bounds ahead.
Yeah.
So I do feel like sometimes there's that association. People are like, oh, she's like, she's a, that it girl. But I don't want to like tear anyone down because I think that everyone's got their hustle. I just feel like sometimes, wow, this is like crazy hyped when it's very like just okay, you know?
I feel like brands are like also like that too. Like they pick people, like this kind of doesn't like correlate to what you're saying, but like they pick people that are like, you know.
Oh, girl.
You know?
I'm trying like I always say this with PR, even in Toronto, like I feel like sometimes the PR girls are picking maybe their friends or people that they know in the business as opposed to people that actually have good metrics on the back end.
Good
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like good content, good metrics. Like I have gone through a little flop era on TikTok, but
I remember you were telling me about
that. We're building back up, but my Instagram always stays okay. And I'm just like, how am I not chosen to for this when I actually talk about this product and I actually have amazing engagement on this?
Yes, yes.
So I always wonder about that. And I'm like,
you know what it is in this world though? It's like, that's like half of it. The other half is like connections. This whole industry is connections. Mm-hmm. Like if a brand likes you and your personality, you will get sent shit. Sorry, that's the real thing. Like you post their product, you don't post their product. They don't give a fuck. If they like you, they'll send it to you.
Yeah.
Like I've gotten so much PR, grateful for it, but so much brands that I don't even use.
Same.
Don't even use. Same. But they send it to me because I guess I'm trending.
Yeah.
I guess the numbers are well. Yeah. And you know, they like me.
Yeah.
But that's just how it is.
Oh, I remember those days for me on TikTok, like everything I posted just went, I don't know what, like why.
What happened?
I feel like I don't want to sound like a victim, but it does feel like, why'd they take it away from me? Like it's not like you have to pivot in this business. You do. I get it. But I just don't understand how on Instagram with less than half of my followers, like 500,000 on Instagram, I have on a video, 230K. This is a real example. And then on TikTok, I posted it 24 hours later, I had 8K. What? Like, that's very low, obviously, but I'm just giving you a complete 24 hours on Instagram versus TikTok. Mm-hmm. Like, I know people liked that video. It did well. It performed well. It was good. It was, like, good visuals, good voiceover, and it just does not make sense. So I don't know why suddenly it feels like it just was taken from me, but I don't want to say it was taken from me.
Did you have a moment? I feel like we talked about this, but were you like ever like, did you just stop posting for a bit on TikTok?
Oh yes, I did. Absolutely. I was posting like once every week, once every 6 days. I would see it like 6 days ago. I just stopped caring.
Yeah.
And I think that did not help. So now I'm trying to post every day, but even still I forget because it's not my priority. Mm-hmm. Like I go
and
where
yeah.
I go where the people are.
Yeah,
you
your
know
community.
What I mean?
Everyone's community is like on a different platform.
Yeah,
I feel like.
Yeah. So I kind of just in right, but before it was all TikTok and I cared less about Instagram.
Oh really?
I always care about both, but it's just like I said, it's the community, right? So TikTok was showing me so much love. So obviously I was more drawn to TikTok in 2022 versus now. I feel more drawn to Instagram just because that's where I feel the people are. Oh, but the deal that I had was $40,000 USD, which is like 1.5 million CAD.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Right? For 2 30-second TikToks.
That's literally insane.
Yeah. That's where we were. And then now it's much different. Like those deals aren't coming in.
Yeah.
Those deals are just not coming in. We still have some.
That's unheard of, babe. Unheard of. Like you don't get deals like that. That's crazy.
Yeah. Crazy. Well, you're on your way, babes. You really are. So that was like my.
Yeah. Good. I fucking bet.
Yeah. That was such a great year. I also got like an amazing deal with Amazon. Oh, that was such a good deal because, you know, Amazon fashion. And then we had a really great deal with Microsoft, which was also, they have this like this extension that could work for anyone in tech, anyone in fashion, where you just like, you look up a product and it was part of that extension. So they did that. That was like a big campaign they did with people across the board in all genres. Ooh, so
that's cool.
Yeah, that was really nice to be chosen.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I said, now it's a lot harder, less money, less deals.
Yeah. I, on that topic, since we're there, what's like your, if you had to pick one, your favorite brand deal, would it be the?
It would be the eBay one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was it? Like, what did you have to?
Because I actually truly love eBay and I really.
See, love that.
Yeah. I
love that.
No, like I actually just posted a video today saying like, I'm showing like rare Chanel bags from my collection that I got, and like half my bags are from eBay.
Wait, really?
Yes. I love
eBay.
Okay,
I wanna
and I buy a lot of resale clothing. I'm all about that.
Okay. What do you feel about like dupes?
So I think a dupe is fine. Like when you say dupe, you mean something that's in the style of, not trying to be like a dupe of like, for example, like Zara will make like something that's in the style of a Chanel jacket. And like they make such cute stuff.
Yes. Okay.
That's a dupe. It's like a Chanel dupe, but it doesn't have like a CC on it, right? It's not.
What about, okay, so what about a fake?
I'm not into it. I have trauma with it.
Really?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Actually.
I can talk about it.
Yeah. I actually don't. I have serious trauma.
Wow.
I do really believe in resale.
Okay.
And I love it. But yeah, like sometimes it does trip me out because you sometimes don't know, like when you're buying clothing, like I think bags are easier to authenticate. But when you're buying clothing, it's crazy what's out there these days.
Yeah.
Like they make everything, it seems, right?
They do. Yeah.
Like I was looking at these shoes, these Loro Piana shoes, and it was on a website. They were like $700 and they had all these colors, but they're usually, I don't know, over 1,000. So I was like, oh, that's such a good deal. I was showing my friend. She's like, I don't know. You can't really trust. Like, there's so many fakes. I'm like, there's fakes of these?
Yeah.
Like, they make fakes of
everything.
These? Like, of everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's where it gets a little gray.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Fashion mom, I need help with fashion. Because low-key, like, I can do the makeup. I can do the skincare. But, like, fashion is something that is so hard for me. I don't know why. Like,
okay.
So,
oh my God, we should do a vlog together. We'll go to Yorkdale.
Bro, that's actually such a good idea.
Let's do it.
And like, okay, so
let's do it.
I need to know, and I feel like this is such a good question for other people to know too. Like, what are basic staple clothing items that everyone needs in their closet?
Okay, well, let's start with like the Toronto girl since we have this cold climate.
Yeah.
I think like a good mock neck / turtleneck.
Okay.
Like a black Skims vibe. Or like an Aritzia bodysuit. Like, it's so chic. Even with the hoops you're wearing and a wicked pair of jeans. And I just did this video too where it's like, this is basic, but this is still extremely cute and stylish. Like, you zhuzh it up with your makeup, which I said.
Yeah.
Earrings, sunglasses, okay? Mm-hmm. So you rock a pair of jeans that you feel amazing in, that make your ass look good. You rock like a nice fitted mock neck that's just like, you know, keeping you snatched, beautiful hoops, beautiful makeup, your Chanel sunnies that you love, and you are so good to go. Like, you just look so good, chic, elevated. I love that. It does not have to be dictating tomorrow's fashion to be like a vibe. Absolutely not. So that's a staple. I think a very good pair of jeans, at least a few. Okay. So like a straight cut, a slim cut, like a skinny. I'm not like anti skinny at all. Like a slim cut for those like times where you want to look polished, you know, with a nice boot, and then a loose fitting, which I'm like so into Mango right now for that. Yes. And they're like,
I love Mango.
So good. Well,
their
priced.
Shoes also.
Yes.
I've been really into their shoes.
Yes. Agree.
Yeah.
Agree.
Okay, cool. So, okay. Also, my thing is like every jeans that, okay, jeans and me are just not friends because
I know
because, okay, this is the thing. I'll explain it. So when I get a pair of jeans, they either don't go up my fucking thick thighs.
Okay.
And then I'm like, okay, fuck, throw that away. And then if I'll get a bigger pair, it'll go up, it'll fit my ass, but it'll be too big on the waist area. Mm-hmm. So, but I know there's some places that jeans are made in a certain way where that doesn't happen. I want to know what jeans like, or spots that you really
this
like
is
for
so,
denim.
Did you know that what? I am the jean queen?
Okay, no, fashion? I didn't. You didn't know you're the
girl.
You're the jean queen?
I'm the jean queen. Like if I was a fashion mom, I'd be jean queen. Yeah. Because I
that's your alter ego.
Yeah, like I'm like, this is everyone asks me about jeans. Jeans are my thing. Like I know jeans so well.
Perfect.
I'm bottom of the barrel jeans from, and when I say bottom of the barrel, I just mean affordability wise. Mm-hmm. Like let's say like a mall brand like Garage, so good. But then also to the really high end like Celine. Okay, so which I just did a video on
with the Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, no. Ones? I did a total denim video.
Okay. Oh, nice.
That's being edited right now. No, okay. So the jeans for any woman, especially a woman that has a problem finding jeans, unfortunately, a Zara denim is not going to cut it for you.
Yeah.
No, you actually have to invest in premium denim. Mm. And premium denim's really pricey, unfortunately. Like $300-$400. However, I buy so much on Essence because they're always on sale.
Oh.
Yeah. Like I got A Goldie, which is a great brand.
I have a jean pair with that and I literally my heart almost broke like buying it.
Yeah, because they're very expensive. But then I got it for $112 on Essence. I can pull up my order. Yeah, because they always go on sale.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Always go on sale. So I do not buy jeans for $400. Okay. I won't do it.
Yeah.
Because she's a sensible girly.
Yeah, that's you know smart. I mean? You know, I should have fucking done that.
Yeah, I always look for sales.
Oops. You're good.
I always try and find things on sale or, like I said, resale denim. I wouldn't do resale just because you got to kind of try it on, be able to return it.
Yeah.
So A Goldie is good. Mother, I think you should get into a pair of Mother. They're so good for a girl.
Okay.
Like a girl's body.
And where do you find those from?
Holtz, Revolve, I think.
Okay. Revolve.
Shopbop.
Okay. I'm scared to go on Revolve.
Why?
Because just the prices scare me.
Girl, that's what I'm saying. Sale.
Yeah, sale.
Page Denim, also fantastic. Frame. There's so many good brands.
Okay. So basically brands that are not in stores.
No. Like you know what? If you want to go in Toronto, the Rainbow is the best jean store in the world. But it's in Toronto.
Oh, really?
It's right across from Holt Renfrew on Bloor Street. You live north, so it's probably like not somewhere you would go that often. But if you ever go to Bloor, go to Over the Rainbow. It's inside the Manulife Center. It is a entire wall, floor to ceiling, like this, but double of jeans. And
no
like,
way.
Yeah, you're not going to not find the pair.
Something, yeah.
You're not going to not find them.
Okay, I need to go there.
Mother. And they have such good Mother selection. They're so good. I want you to try on Mother.
Yeah,
out of all the ones I mentioned.
Because like I've tried, people say Zara jeans. I've tried Zara jeans.
Hell, no. Not for me, no.
Garage,
but I need like
no.
a sculpt and lift with my denim. So like I need a.
So you kind of went through staples. What about colors? Like what colors do you think like
black?
Yeah, I know. My whole closet is black.
Same. I love color. It. I love color.
Yeah.
But like when in doubt, girl, black.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just that bitch. Like you just can't.
She's that girl. Like, she's that girl.
Right. Like black t-shirt, black sweatpants and Uggs. I'm still okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All black. like I said, I do love color, mm-hmm. but I just, me personally, I just, it's always going to yeah. be black. Yeah.
So I know a lot of people that are into fashion say like, okay, like you have to wear like these three colors. They have to be in the same like type of like,
I don't like follow those rules.
Color wheel or some shit. Like, so you don't.
No, do that. I can't follow those rules.
You do what you want.
But there's so many different types of fashion creators. There's the yeah. creator that is all about that. Mm-hmm. And it's all about dress for your skin tone, dress for your,
yes.
No, I'm like dress for your mood, dress for your personality, express yourself. Also, I'm very much into personally dressing for my body because I know that if I wear like a pair of Bermuda shorts, okay, do you know what a Bermuda
no.
short? They're like been very on the runway the last couple seasons. Okay. They're like wide, long shorts.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to look like a 3-foot football player. Like it's just not for my body because I have hips. I have a very small torso, but I have hips and tush.
Yeah.
So that just like, that's not going to work for me.
Yeah.
So like I talk about that in my videos too. Like this, like wear what works for your body. However, in the same like respect, I definitely will wear things that I love, even though they're not necessarily so great for my body, but I'm just like, I don't care
because
I love it. You know what I mean? So
now that you say that with those shorts, I have a pair because I remember they were like, they were a hot thing. Like,
yeah,
I
feel how
like
they tall still, are you?
I'm 5'2".
You're 5'2"?
Yeah.
You give taller.
Do I?
Yeah.
No, I wish, girl.
Yeah, you give taller. I'm taller than you. I'm 5'3".
You are?
Yeah. I give okay, short. I know. I give short. I know.
But like now that you said that, I'm like, okay, like now I know why those shorts look so fucking weird on me. Like I just look, I just look shorter.
Yeah, you're going to look shorter.
And I look fatter, unfortunately.
You are, honestly, you are. You're going to look, you're going to shrink yourself and you're going to widen yourself. It's not, it's really made for a taller, slim frame. Not necessarily so slim, but like taller because you're just going to shorten and widen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what other, okay, so what other like clothing pieces would you say like are not, again, you can wear whatever you want, but like, what would you say are a no-go for short girls?
A no-go for short girls for sure. Bermuda shorts. And also like footwear with the pants that you're wearing make a big difference, right? Mm-hmm. If you're like puddling in a straight to wide leg with like a high top, like a high top, like Jordan, it's just going to shorten you. Like you're just not,
I used to wear that.
I do like, no, I wear Jordans all the time with like a Levi's, but not when it's like when the has to cover the shoe.
Yes.
Sorry. I should have specified that like a straighter leg or a slim cut, like that's just going to shorten you when it's not covering the shoe. And it's like, you see the high top, like high tops for short girls are not the vibe. If you care, like,
yes.
I don't care. So I still wear them, but I wear them with jeans that will cover them so I don't look super short.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm learning so many tips. I used to like tuck, girl. Bro, I used to, like, I might throw up saying this. I literally used to tuck in my jeans in my
Jordans. Of course you did. That was the vibe. But we did all those things because that's what was like trending. We didn't care, especially when we're younger. We just wear what's hot.
Yeah.
As you grow older and you learn your body and you learn how to dress and how to feel good, because it's so much about how you feel.
Yeah.
Okay, like my body is giving right now that I gotta stick with this. Yes. This is not, so no.
And like, I used to be so like no heels, but then I started and I'm like, okay, this compliments me so much better than flats.
Mother denim for you and a wicked heel, and you're just gonna look long, slim, streamlined, like you're gonna love it. Yeah.
And what about like heels? Where do you get your heels from?
Well, I definitely get it wherever I like, whatever.
Yeah.
Essence. I mean, all the websites, like I can't do like a cheap shoe. I just can't. Mm-hmm. It's like, but like, I could do a Mango, but I can't do like, I don't know, like an Amazon. Actually, that's a fucking lie. Oh my God.
Are Amazon heels good?
That's a lie. So I bought Amina Mawadis on sale on Essence. Again, these
are
things
that a designer brand?
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
I try not to buy full price.
Mm-hmm.
I got them on sale and they were a really good sale. And then I saw them on Amazon, like the dupe. Okay. So no branding or anything, but just like that style. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, these are great for like Europe where like I'm on cobblestone. They're not like super high, but I could still look cute mm-hmm. in this little heel. They look so much like the Aminas. And they were like, what, 30, 40 bucks. And then, yeah. So for that, I'm so into like the dupe and yeah. like the cheaper version.
Yeah.
But other than that, like I can't do, I don't know.
How about Zara heels?
I just haven't, but I'm not okay. against them. Okay. Like I just, honestly, and lately I'm really trying to not even buy shoes at all. I have enough, like I have enough everything. I'm trying this year to just shop my closet.
Yeah.
Truly. I know I joke about it a lot in my videos, but it's a real thing. Like I'm actually very much going to try.
Yeah.
I have enough. I have beautiful things. I do get attracted to like new fashion, but I just got to like.
Just remember.
Yeah, and just like even yesterday, I was like, I was looking on Essence. I was like, close it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need anything.
Yeah.
I have everything.
And now kind of like moving on to like what you said, like there's always new trending pieces like Cheetah. Like, are you like against buying these trendy pieces? Well, no, because you just said you're not.
No, see, that's where I'd go to Zara. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
But like, because this is my thing when I'm like shopping, like I will see a Cheetah thing and I'm like, I love it because it's trending and it's hot as fuck. But like, what if like I buy it and like in a month from now, like no one's fucking talking about it.
Yeah. See, that I definitely don't care about. Like I wear what I want. I wear what I like. Like
okay, I love that.
Definitely don't care if it's on trend or not. Mm-hmm. That's why I still rock a skinny. Mm-hmm. But like, because if it looks good on my ass, I'm going to wear it. If it looks good on my body, I'm going to wear it. Really do not care.
And like what you said, it's about, I guess, fashion's about expressing yourself.
Yeah.
What makes you feel hot and sexy and good.
Exactly. Right? Like I could not care if leopard is not talked about in a month from now. I'm still definitely going to wear it.
Because low-key, I feel like that's even better, low-key. I should have bought that Cheetah. It was like so cute. It was from Zara. It was like a Cheetah jacket and like a matching pair of shorts with it. Ooh. It was really cute.
Here's the thing, okay? I think that the trends don't matter as much anymore at all in this era that we're living in because it's so fast paced that it's all about like individuality now. It's all about how you put it together. And again, like how you feel. If you feel good, you're going to present that and project that. Mm-hmm. And that's what is the most attractive. Not about like if it's on the runway or if like XYZ is talking about it, you know?
And I feel like kind of like what you said, like even buying these pieces, like you're going to style it differently. Everyone's going to style something differently. Right. So it's going to look different on everyone.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's what it's about.
Yeah.
Kind of like same like with makeup and skincare. It's all about just expressing what you love. And there's so many trends in like the skincare and makeup thing too. And I'm like, now that I think about it, I'm like, no, like I do what I want. Like I do a makeup thing that I like.
Yeah.
Right. So
yeah,
I like that you said that. Obviously you see a lot of designer brands, you know, online. How much of it is actually like, are these influencers like paying for these designer brands or like, do you think they're renting them or like what do you think?
I think there's definitely a little column A, column B.
Okay.
I actually think the renting thing is not even a bad idea. Yeah. And honestly, who cares, man?
I would have done that,
man?
Bro. I would do it.
Yeah. And I don't even like, I always say fake it till you make it. I actually believe in that. I really do. Mm-hmm. However, I don't even think that's a fake it thing because it's so expensive now that it's like you like this vibe, you want to wear it, you want to create content with it, and then return it. Go off. Yeah. Honestly, like I have absolutely no judgment. I think many creators do buy, many rent, and many borrow. Mm-hmm. And I think there's absolutely no shame in the game.
Okay, love.
Yeah.
And what's the most like... What's the most cringiest thing you've seen like someone do to sell something specifically in the fashion world, or it doesn't even have to be in the fashion world, anything you've seen?
Oh, I don't know if I could think of anything. There's so much cringy shit I see, but there's also cringy things I've done. And I'm like,
I'm literally the definition of cringe. So.
No, you are so not.
I am.
No, you're a vibe and a half. I love you. I'm honestly so into
that's my most like that's my biggest hate comment that I'm cringe, and I'm like I'll be cringe for the rest of my life, guys. Girl, I'm good.
You know you've made it when you're getting a lot of hate.
I know.
Even though I want to fucking annihilate some of those motherfuckers. I'm just like
yeah,
fuck.
I know.
But I'm just like, why? Like, honestly, whenever I post a video about like, yeah. this is outdated, here's a way to update it. And it's just like really for the girls that need help.
I love that. I need fucking help.
Right. Yeah.
So those are my favorite
girls,
videos.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of girls really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. But then you get all the Karens that are like, you look so dumb. Like you're trying so hard. You're this, you're that. And I'm just like, girl.
Trying so hard for what?
If you don't like it or you like the tight jean jacket, wear the tight jean jacket.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're bad. I'm just saying this is updated and you don't have to vibe with it. It's yeah. like, it's so crazy. Like there's so many times I see people making content about things that they hate that I wear
mm-hmm.
or products. And I'm just like, actually sometimes I'm just like, what are you talking about? You're so wrong. But at yeah. the same time, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's
but you don't sit there and
ego.
Like comment on
it's
it.
It's such an ego thing. Like mm-hmm. how fragile are you? Like,
yeah.
girl.
And do you have mostly like older people commenting like hate comments?
It's a wide, no, I just definitely, no, we get.
A wide range.
Yeah, it's a wide range. I definitely get those older Karens. Yeah. And then I definitely get the young girls too that are like.
No, what are they saying?
Like the same thing. Like, oh, it looked so much better before. Because like there's so many different people in fashion. Like we think that Gen Z, that's you, right?
Yeah.
Gen Z is like. Not everybody knows what time it is just because you're a part of Gen Z.
Yeah.
A lot of them don't, right? Yeah. Like, yeah. that's just what we see in social yeah. media. But that doesn't mean everyone in Gen Z knows what's up. Like,
yeah.
a lot of them are like, oh, you look so ridiculous or whatever. I'm like, okay.
Apparently, I'm millennial. That's a comment that
you are not millennial. I'm elder.
Everyone on my videos
I'm elder like- millennial. I am. Geriatric.
They're like, okay. this is so millennial. And I'm like, okay.
Oh my God. See that? I don't care about it at all.
It just like,
you know what's funny? It's so the stupid. Older women are like, I'm not taking advice from a young girl or a Gen Z. I'm like, okay, girl, thank you.
I mean, period.
But then the younger ones are like, what are you like, 30? I'm like, yes. yes.
Exactly.
You're so old.
You are right.
You're so old. What are you, 30? I'm like, yes.
yeah. Are you 30? Like 30 on the dot?
No.
You're older?
Girl.
How old are you? Can I
ask
how old
we already talked about it. I will tell you this. I'm turning 36 again this year. Again. We'll just say again. Okay.
Wow.
We're just going to keep it at that.
No, honestly, like you look like 20 something.
Definitely don't. I definitely don't.
No,
I think like
a few
years ago, I would agree with you. I think it's starting now.
What?
You
starting.
Do. You start 35 and up. You start seeing it, girl. I'm sorry.
I'm not seeing anything. What am I supposed to be saying?
For some reason, you see it in the footage. When you see
really?
Me.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Like when I film myself, I'm like,
no way. But I feel like we're our own worst critics though, too.
No, I'm not. Actually, I'm so realistic with myself. I'm like, I look so great here.
Okay.
My skin is looking so good. Like if I have a full face and wonderful lighting, I'm okay.
Okay.
But like sometimes I'm just like, whoa.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you look great, but anyways.
Thanks, boo.
We can even talk about like celebrities too. Do you think about like certain celebrities or influencers deserve to be canceled?
Yeah. Like
or what do you think about cancel culture?
I think
in general.
I actually do think that some people do deserve to be canceled. I think that when people come for people, like you've seen situations where people like the whole internet gangs up on someone and it's like
mm-hmm.
oh my God, can you just leave this guy alone? Like, I don't know if you follow this Be Better guy.
No.
He's like big on TikTok. He's Canadian too.
Oh, really?
He was on Dragon's Den and I just love him. I think he's so cute. He's such a vibe. And everyone just like ganged up on him. He had a comeback, so whatever. But I'm just like, everyone, like if you have a different opinion or something, like I don't think that deserves cancellation, even if it's not the popular thing.
Opinion, yeah.
But I think you deserve to be canceled if you're like just a terrible person and you intentionally want to hurt people.
Yeah.
You know, like that I think for sure, like Kanye West, he's hurt so many people.
Mm-hmm.
The black community with like, and the Jewish community with the swastika, the White Lives Matter, all that. And then like there's a lot of influencers that are very hateful and like I don't think that they should have a platform if they're perpetuating hate
yeah.
and evil and like it does have major consequences mm-hmm. on our society. It really, really does.
Yeah.
It really does. What happens on social media, what goes viral, it has real life consequences.
Mm-hmm. So we've talked about cringy things that you've seen other people do. What about you? Have you ever had a cringy moment? Or like you're like, fuck, why did I do that?
I actually want to be so for real in that I feel cringy almost once a week. Almost once a week.
That's
and
so
actually,
real.
I would really love to talk about unboxing luxury goods. Mm. I really want to talk about that for a sec.
Yeah.
That's not my most embarrassing thing, but I will say, like, when I first signed with my management, DMG, Anthony, who is like the main guy, was like, you got to start like unboxing your like special pieces. And I'm like, absolutely not. Mm. Like, absolutely not. Like, look at me. Look what I got. Like that is so embarrassing, especially just for like in my own personal community, my world, my mom friends. Like, that's so embarrassing, you know? Like, oh, look at my new Chanel.
Yeah, like, no.
It's so like, look at me. Look, it's so braggy.
Yeah.
And he, like I said, he's just such so wonderful. And he really was like, listen, man, like, this is a business and you got to give the people what they want. And so every time you see one of those videos of me, I'm always going to be in fashion mom character because it's almost like a, you know, like I have to be fashion mom for this because I feel
it's your business. Yeah.
Yeah. I have to almost be this character because it makes it a little more, for me, for my own self, like less ridiculous because it's just a character. It's just, like, you know, they get views. They do well, like even on TikTok. So I'm just like, I know it works. It builds an audience. And that's why I try and mix in with other content that I love to do. Yeah. And that's a little more me. That is embarrassing. But I will say like cringe embarrassing is like I had this series, which I don't really do anymore. And I'd love to do it. But like with the whole TikTok pivot that we've done, just in general, just because TikTok just, like I said, it felt like it stopped working for me. So I pivoted a lot of those viral content forms that I used to do. One was nails as people. And I would do ridiculous. Have you ever seen one of them?
No, I
would do ridiculous videos of like different nail styles as people. So I'd be like, I'd do like a square.
I
would do like a square, like an aggressive square acrylic, like, let's say purple nail.
Yeah.
Or is that? Sheila, you better hop on up those stairs right now. And like, I do those.
Wait, I like that.
Yeah, and then I'd be on a green screen. Or then I'd be like some crazy long, like pointy nail.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, if you talk to my man again, I will run you over in my Mercedes Benz.
Wait, I love that.
I did so many different ones, but some of them, I remember once I was like a Christian mother of a lesbian. Okay. And I was like, gotta come back to Christ. Or something like that. And then once I was like, I did a Latina accent, which people didn't like. And I'm like, oh okay.
No.
Like, I was like,
that was
going off.
What nails would you give me? Don't look at them.
I saw them already.
Oh no.
I think you're a baddie. So I would just give you, I would give you, so enter my giveaway and make sure you subscribe and comment down below. That's what I would give you. But like, you know what I mean? But like bad bitch, like not cheese.
Stop.
Yeah. That's what I'd give you.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah. Thanks. Those are your
notes. Influencer trips. Okay. So we're going to get into.
That's why I know you're not ADHD because she tells you the questions I forget immediately and you still have them all locked
but
in.
But you know here. What? Sometimes I, well, no, you're right. Maybe I don't have ADHD.
You don't, girl. I can tell you're a very organized brain. It's
wonderful.
Oh my
God, thanks. That's a really nice compliment.
It's a very
good
quality.
I've never gotten that compliment before until you've said that to me.
It's because they don't recognize what is missing in their own brain because I see.
Whoa, that's a quote.
Yeah, I always see it. And I see it in my daughter when Violet's like, Mommy, don't we have this tomorrow? And I'm like, she's so on.
Yeah.
She's 11. Since she was like 8 years old, I noticed this in her because I'm like, you're organized. You know what's going on. Where I'm like, yes,
you're
Violet.
Not. Yeah,
you're right. Thank you for reminding me. That's great. Like, I have to tell her, you know, as she grows up, like, you know, I need your help because I'm gonna forget. I'm gonna make mistakes.
Yeah.
But she's so cool.
That's
she's
so good.
Amazing. Sorry, yeah, I veered off.
Trips. Let's talk about influencer trips. Mm-hmm. So
and Fashion Week.
Yeah, and Fashion Week. So do you think what are your opinions on influencer trips? And because I know it's part of the job and you know, this is yeah. But do you think they're disguised as work?
Oh my gosh. Totally. I mean, okay. Like I just did a mini trip with Drunk Elephant. And nice. Of course, like some viewers might think you're paid for that. No, you're not paid for that. It's great because it's, like I said, you're building your community and you're building your network as a creator. So it's absolutely important to do. Yeah. And I actually truly love not only Drunk Elephant, but also the team. I love the product, Drunk Elephant, the whole line mainly. And I love the Drunk Elephant team. So for me, it's such a pleasure to be associated with brands that I truly love.
Yeah.
And whether that one day leads to a brand deal, that's a bonus. Mm-hmm. But also it's a great way to create content. And again, no judgment and no shame. I do think that some creators do try and project this image like they are getting paid.
And that's what I used to think. Like before because I would say I'm fairly new in this content creating world. And like, that's what I thought it was. Like, I thought they pay you. And now that I'm in it, I'm like, oh.
Yeah. No. Yeah. And it's the same with. And
people don't know that. So I'm glad that we're talking about it. Because like the outside people that are not in this world, that's what they think.
Yeah.
That's what I used to think.
Yeah. I have been asked maybe twice to come to an event and they were going to pay for it. So it's rare, but most of the times it's definitely, you're just going, you're networking. That's why I don't go to a lot of influencer events because it's not always worth it for me to drive, to park, or to pay for an Uber. Like sometimes those events are very lackluster and not worth it. And a lot of the Toronto influencers, not all of them, there's so many wonderful ones, but some of them are a little standoffish. I'm like, I don't know if I care to be in an environment where.
Yeah. Because I feel the exact same way because when I first started, I got invited to all these events. I'm like, whoa, events.
Yeah, I know.
This is crazy. I went to like all of them. And then now I'm just like, okay, now that I've been to so many.
Same exact.
I know like the ones that I need to go to and the ones that I don't need to go to.
Exactly.
Like, you don't need to be present for every single one.
Right, yeah. Like, same exact situation with me. I used to like. Go to all of them.
You're excited.
Yeah, I was like, blown away that they even invited me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like as time goes on, you're like, okay, I need to go here. I need to network, you know? And that's, I feel like networking, that's part of the job. So like, these trips are like, we're not getting paid for it. Maybe the rare occasion, but we still have to go and we have to network and we have to, you know, get to know the team, get to know these people that run the brands that we love, that we're promoting, that we're selling. So yeah, I agree. I agree with what you said.
Yeah.
But I'm very nitpicky now with events. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
My manager's like, you used to be so like, get me to events, get me to, and now I'm just like, no.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally can relate to that.
I guess like it happens over time.
Mm-hmm.
Now into Fashion Week.
Yeah.
So I've assumed you've been to Fashion Week multiple times.
No.
No?
Like I've been, but not multiple times.
Okay.
I'll tell you why.
Okay. Yeah. Spill the tea. I've also never been to Fashion Week.
Tea.
I don't know anything about how Fashion Week works.
This is so
good. So tell me, spill it.
Let me put you on.
Yeah. Tell me the tea, sis.
The tea is that when you see all these influencers at Fashion Week, most of them are not invited. I've gone and not been invited. Yeah, absolutely.
As a plus one.
No, not as a plus one. You just go.
You just show up. You
pull up and geotag.
Yeah.
And you're like, Fashion Week. And that's like, that's that like faking it till you make it.
Yeah.
And I actually still think there's absolutely no shame in the game. I prefer now to not. Okay. Another major important thing about Fashion Week is every single person that's going to Fashion Week. I'd say every single person or like 99.9% of those influencers are paying their way. Unless you're brought with a brand for a different, like a different campaign during Fashion Week. I've seen that.
Okay.
And I think that sometimes that influencer will be flown out. Otherwise, you're paying for your flight, you're paying for your hotel. Oh my God. You might be invited. So for me, New York Fashion Week, I'm invited to certain events.
Okay.
But nobody's paying my way.
I see.
Nobody's paying for my hotel. And so a lot of influencers will go, invited or not invited, just to be at Fashion Week for Fashion Week content.
Yeah.
It's so much smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
It is really important that people know that Fashion Week is a lot of smoke and mirrors, but that's not to say that it's not, I don't want to say it in a derogatory way. It's smoke and mirrors just because the audience doesn't understand that you're not getting flown out. You have to pay your own way, and all these influencers pay their own way. But I still think it's important for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. It's great. It's a great way to push forward in your career if you're networking, and it's meaningful to a lot of people. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
people are getting paid.
Yeah, I just don't want to. First of all, as a mom, it's very hard. I have a lot of responsibilities. I drive to school. I pick up. I drive to programs. Yeah. It's a big, like, undertaking for me to leave for a few days. Mm. And also, like, I have to pay a lot of money to go, and you just don't know how it's going to be.
Yeah.
I'm also, I'll be real, like, I'm intimidated sometimes by that scene.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes even if
it's scary.
Sometimes even if I'm invited, I'm like.
When I went to New York, I was in New York, like, maybe last week, and it was during Fashion Week. I wasn't invited. I was on a brand trip with another brand.
But that's so fun.
It was so fun. But I saw like the Fashion Week, like people, and like they're dressed up like to like the fucking, like, I guess the New York fashion, like whatever. And I'm there in my sweatpants in my hotel lobby, and I'm like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Like, it is intimidating. Back to what you were saying, like, I feel like I would shit a brick if I went. Like, I feel like I'd be so scared. And like, you also don't know anyone. Like, yeah. You also, like, don't know anyone. So I'm like, it's scary.
I find it really intimidating. I feel like so many people online, they're like, I have imposter syndrome. Like, I can't believe this. I actually don't have imposter syndrome.
Really? Okay.
No, I feel like I absolutely deserve to be here.
Slay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that whole world does not intimidate me.
Mm-hmm.
It does. I think that so many people are consumed with social, like they're consumed with status, and there's so much social climbing, mm-hmm. and that's just not for me.
Yeah,
I really I see it around me. I experience it. It's just so not.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, when I met you, I just like knew I really liked you.
Yeah.
And I wasn't, maybe I had seen your content. I don't really know. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just like, no, I really like her. Like, if you had 5K, it would not change.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. I know for a fact there's people that are like, they'll look at you and they'll be like, oh. You have a lot of followers. Like, I'm into, like, I can feel it too. I can feel it. I
can
feel that energy. Like, you're a little opportunistic.
Yeah.
No, not that I'm like some big shit, but like, do you know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah.
But I also feel it in the other way. Mm-hmm. I also feel it on the other hand where it's like, oh, I could see I'm like not, maybe I'm not, you know,
like I
feel enough or whatever.
I always say that, like, yeah. I always say that I can tell, like, people's energies right away. Like,
mm-hmm.
if, are you just talking to me for, like, do you want to be in a video? Or are you genuinely wanting to get to know me? Like, I can tell right away. And I can tell, like, who I like right away.
Like, yeah, same.
That's why someone, like, with you, I clicked with you. Because I feel like we're both on that real shit. Like, you don't give a fuck. Like, but some.
I feel like I'm a good judge of character.
Yeah, yeah, same. And, like, I feel like some of these people, like, at these, like, events that I've been to, like, I've seen so much. And it's like, people won't talk to you unless you have a certain amount of following. Like, it's fucking disgusting.
Yeah. It's funny because I remember certain people that used to, like, give me not, I wouldn't say dirty looks, but they'd just, like, be like,
oh my God, bro.
Standoffish.
Yeah.
And then.
But now they're coming up to you and, like, hey.
It does feel like that. A little different from, like, when I started out, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you gotten like the people that come back into your life? They're like, hey, like it's been so long, because they see you like popping off now.
I don't know about that, but you know what I'll tell you for sure is that you are so cringe until you're successful.
Bro, yeah.
You are so cringe. And like, I know for a fact.
That is like literally the title of the fucking video right there. Like
you're that. Cringe until you're successful.
Yeah.
Yeah, make that the title of this podcast. Yeah. Because for
that's
real,
so true.
I know for sure those people that support me now, just in terms of likes, comments, engagement, like those people that are really like showing up for me in a public way never were like 5 years ago when I started or whenever mm-hmm. I started. And I know for sure that people were probably laughing at me behind the scenes. And mm-hmm. I just think that that's a real thing.
Yeah.
Like you're going to be a little, you just got to go for it.
Yeah.
When people are like, oh, how did you do it? I'm not special. I'm just a girl that went for it.
I love that.
I'm just a girl that went for it.
Because like literally people complicate it so much.
Yeah.
I get the same question too. And I'm like, yeah. I just did what like people are scared to do.
You know what's similar about you and I?
What?
I had a weird trauma when Violet was born and like I needed my outlet and you had
same
that yeah. heartbreak.
Yeah.
And you, like we both kind of did it in that way. That's so cool.
Yeah, I love that. I love
that.
That's
so cute.
Trauma bonding.
Yeah, trauma bonding. Love that.
But I just, literally everything you said, like I feel like the people that actually step out of the comfort zone and the things that are like socially accepted, like, you know, going to school, doing this and that, like the norm, like if you just try something different, you're going to get a different outcome. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just like, it's so simple, but people are like, how are you getting all this? I'm like you said, I just fucking did it. Like, yeah, I was scared. And yeah, it's like kind of embarrassing because it's like all these people from my high school are watching. All these people from like my elementary school are watching.
The,
like,
that's the part.
My haters are watching. Like, you know, my ops are, you know what I mean? So it's like,
it's
you know, you
part.
Have everyone judging you and talking about you and laughing at you. But now they're all saying congratulations.
That's right.
So who's winning now?
Right? That's real tea. Because like, but that's so true.
I love that.
Yeah.
You are cringe until you're successful.
Mm-hmm.
That needs to be tatted, bro.
Yeah.
Should we get matching tattoos of that now?
Totally. Besties. Love that for us.
But we were literally talking about Fashion Week. Okay, wait. So you've been to New York Fashion Week.
Yeah.
How about like Paris?
No, but that's okay. Like, that's a goal for me.
Yeah.
So just back to what I said about a lot of smoke and mirrors. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Also when you see like influencers like trying on all these clothes from a new collection, like they're not gifted, like they're borrowed. Definitely like influencers do get gifted things sometimes.
Yeah,
like I said, if I was in New York, I just know that those are the PR like things I'd get. In mm-hmm. Toronto, you're not getting a Louis Vuitton bag in PR. You're just not.
Yeah.
But those things do happen, but you're not getting new collection pieces. Mm. Absolutely not. You're getting those to promote those pieces to your audience and also maybe to go to the show, right? So absolutely, I would do that. I just showed a couple different Celine hauls mm-hmm. and I had to send most things back. So like, most people don't know you have to give the clothes back after.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Even when you're going to Fashion Week, like this is known, I feel like now, like within the fashion community, like people know that it's all borrowed, like even like the viewer, because people have been more open about it in the last like couple years where it's like you go for a fitting, like let's say you're going to like a, you know, Chloe show, you go to the showroom, you get fitted for an outfit for the show because you're going to be photographed, you're going to the show, you're going to make content, and then you give the clothes back. Fendi, all of
them. I didn't know this.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't give you the clothes.
Do they invite you, though, to the show? So do you have to get
invited? I don't get invited. I don't get invited to those kind of shows.
But you can still go without getting an invite.
No. So, I should specify, like, when it comes to that. So anyone can go to Fashion Week because Fashion Week is not just shows. It's parties. It's events.
Okay.
It's, like, gifting suites. It's a whole thing of mm-hmm. Fashion Week. And anyone can go. So I'm always invited to like events or even like smaller designer shows, which I really appreciate. And it doesn't happen that often, but when it does, I really appreciate it. But I've never been invited to the big shows, like the big designers. What was my point? what was I saying? So anyone can go. Okay. And you just, you know, it's great to make content. It's great to look amazing and go to Fashion Week and geotag. And this is my, like, come with me to New York Fashion Week. Like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Like, of
great
course.
Great for content.
Great for content. It makes you look official. It's like, so when I say, like, it's smoke and mirrors, it is a bit. Yeah. But, like, I totally support it at the same time.
You know what? I understand the hustle.
Yeah.
Like, I would do the same thing, to be honest. Like,
I did do the same thing.
Yeah, you've never
been. I'm just
been,
like over it now. I just don't care. Like, I don't care.
You've also seen it. Like, you're like, okay, this is the vibe. All right, I'm good.
Yeah.
But I would for sure do that because I've never went before. Like, I feel like you should go. You should make the connection. So, like,
I would
maybe
love.
They would think of you again and would invite you.
I would love to go to Paris Fashion Week.
Yeah, I feel like Paris is like.
And Milan. Like, But like, and New York too, like, so amazing. But I just, I don't want to just go and pay like so much money.
Whoa. Yeah. Like, honestly, now that I think of it, people do make it look like they're paid to be there. Mm-hmm.
Or that they're flown out.
Oh, for sure.
They're not.
That's literally what I thought it was.
Well, yeah. I've made videos about this too. Anyone can go to Fashion Week. Anyone can go. And geotag. Why not? I mean, even if you're not invited, just try.
Yeah.
Try at the door for an event. Can I come in? Whatever. I don't know.
I mean, listen, hustle is the hustle. Like,
hustle's the hustle.
I respect it.
I used to do that in the clubs. Like, I'd be like, get me. And I'd like make friends with all the doormen.
The bouncers. And, like,
Whatever. We're just at a different, different life phase now. But yeah.
That's very interesting. Very interesting.
But again, I mean, I always got in because I was a dancer. Like
you're a dancer?
I used to dance at the clubs. Like, I used to dance on hip hop night and reggae.
Wait, you dance? I dance too.
Stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So wait, like, did you like grow up dancing?
Yeah.
Really?
And then I was a dancer at like the clubs.
Oh my God.
In, like, from like age, I'd say 19 to like 22.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'd like dance. Hip hop night. Sometimes they'd book me for house night, and it would feel so weird because I'm like such a like hip hop reggae girl. I actually love
house. So different.
No, but I love house music. But I just the dancing, like, I have to really be in that zone.
Yeah,
hip hop and reggae is just like, you gotta have rhythm. You gotta
I
just
love
like
hip hop.
Wine the waistline, and then.
Okay,
you know what I mean? And then we're so Toronto. Toronto. But like, that's what it is. That those are our influences.
Yeah.
And I love that.
I love
hip-hop. I love that part of Toronto.
Do you like culture. Still like, I feel like you can still move.
Are you okay?
What?
Obviously.
No? Oh, okay. I thought you were like, no.
Yes.
Do you do classes still? I feel like you probably are so busy, but.
No, I don't do
we
classes.
Should go to like a thing together.
Oh my God, let's do it. The thing is that I was always, class. I would love to.
That'd be fun as fuck.
The thing is that I was never so great at choreographed dancing. I was always a freestyle dancer.
Really?
So like, yeah. So when I did those, like, yeah. So when I did those nights, like, there would be like two or three of us and we'd all each have a podium. Don't you ever see those dancers on podiums at clubs and they're dancing?
No.
Okay. Well, I see them when I go to Miami and I go to supper clubs, but in Miami, they're just like in a thong and just swaying and stuff like that. But like here, when we used to dance, we had to dance. We had to you had to audition to get the job.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, we had to actually dance.
Cause I see them now when I go clubbing and they're like kind of stripping and like,
Yeah. It's, you know, like lackluster. It's not like real
not
dancing.
Really dancing. Yeah.
No, we had to properly.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So I was always better at the freestyle than the choreographed.
Yeah.
But I did do that in my, like, when I was a kid.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
That's why I remember you said your daughter's in dance. So you I love that.
Yeah.
Where is she dancing? At a studio?
Oh, yeah. I don't want to say it on camera. Oh,
okay. Yeah, don't.
Yeah, yeah.
But we'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Sorry. That was so off topic. We're talking about dance.
Oh, good.
I love that, though. I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, girl.
Slay. We are actually the same.
Yeah, we are the same. You're like the little sister version.
No, literally.
Yeah.
There's a lot of rejection in this industry that I faced. I want to know what your story is, if you've faced any.
Yeah. I can't believe you have.
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Do you still?
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. Because I just feel like optically, like from the outside looking in, you just seem so like on top, which I'm so happy for you
thanks.
For.
Don't gas me up right now.
And I'm not gassing you up. I just truly feel that way. And I'm, like I said, I'm like very proud of you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So much rejection.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about so much, actually, because I think we focus more on the negative. It's for not sure. So much, actually. I can really only think of one or two situations where I felt very rejected. Mm-hmm. And they sting, but... yeah, absolutely. Like, I've been not invited to events where I don't understand why, and it's just an event. And I've been on an email, and they're like, yeah, sorry, we're at capacity, so unfortunately Maytel can't come, like, where my manager has, like, CC'd me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, this sounds kind of personal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that sticks in my mind. Like, I never forget that or that brand. Yeah. 'Cause, like, ever since then, even in that email... it was between them, but I was CC'd. So I jumped in. I was like, no problem. I totally understand. I hope to meet you one day. And like, I just wasn't being fake. I was like, okay, like that sucks. Like I really try and put my ego aside for the most part. Cause I understand it's a business and maybe that was true. But after when I responded, I got no response back with, cause usually it'll be like, of course, Maytel. Like we really like, usually I get a very warm response from most brands. So there was, it was crickets and I was like, okay, this feels a little personal, but okay. So absolutely. I felt rejection.
And like, I like that you said that, like it kind of, those things like stay on your mind more than the positives.
That's right.
And it's like, it's again, like you said, like you get rejected. Yeah. But it's not like more times than the positives, you know, but like that sticks in your head more.
Yeah.
The good
experiences are absolutely outweigh the bad, but you remember the bad more.
Yeah. Okay, what's an opinion on fashion that you have that you would get dragged for?
Well, I think that any opinion that I have, I will get dragged for, just especially when I'm in like fashion mom mode, because it's like there's such a like such a like edginess about that, like when I'm in that character.
I love fashion mom mode.
I like don't even want to say it, like, you know, when actors are in their interviews and they're like, she's, you know, she really embodies. I'm like, oh God, like I don't want to sound like that at all. But I really do feel like
she
like fashion mom is a part of me for sure.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I don't always want to be that harsh. I feel sometimes like, not shy, like I'm not a shy person, but I just feel like shy for that character on camera. I feel like a little like cringe about it, but sorry, I just went off topic.
No,
but
it's in fine.
Terms
totally
of like getting dragged, when I do that, anything I say will, but if we want to talk about something specific right now and trends that are viral, like that stupid handbag charm trend where everyone's putting like little newborn babies on their fucking handbags.
God. Wait, the Sonic Angels or something like that?
Like all these dolls and keychains and like literally people's firstborns. Like, let me just clip you on. Like, can you stop? Like, oh my God. It's just, it's giving like very like Violet's era, like Violet's age. Like it's too juvenile, I think. Mm-hmm, or like, I love like fun fashion trends, but that's just my opinion. I'm not into that one when it's like too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd probably get dragged for that.
I kind of agree with that.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a bit, you're taking away from like, I feel like the main moment, which should be maybe the bag.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So we know this industry is petty. This industry is cray cray. So what's like the biggest or like the most pettiest things that you've witnessed or been a part of?
I hope it's okay for me to say this on camera, but just... similar to what I said about like my rejection with the brand, like I've seen it with other people and it just does not make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I know there, I don't want to specify the brand, but it's a big beauty brand, like luxury. Mm-hmm. And they had a dinner in Toronto and they didn't invite.
I think I know what brand you're talking about.
You for sure do. Yeah. And we can talk about it off camera, but they didn't invite one of the highest selling like affiliate link people of the brand. Like someone who, she does makeup. She posts about this brand. She has like made a lot of, I think she sold a lot of the product. I don't know if it was affiliate links or through videos, but she sold a lot of product and there was data on that. And then she wasn't invited to the dinner. And I don't even know this creator personally. I'm just, I have a lot of common people with her. And I was like butthurt for her. Like I was like, this is what I kind of resent. Mm-hmm. Like I don't want to use that word, but it's there's like such an injustice in this business. Sometimes it's like, why are we still having, I don't want to say anyone is irrelevant, but some content creators, like, it's not that they're not relevant. They just, they're not as relevant in that space as another one.
Yeah.
And it's like, why are we still, maybe this person was like viral in 2021.
Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes they're holding on to some of those creators.
Yeah.
And it's not that they're not like worthy, but it's just like, if you really are doing this, you know, if you're a business and you're like smart, you're going to, choose the people that are actually pushing the brand and selling the brand. So it just didn't make sense. And mm-hmm. I feel like that's the drama, like the daily or weekly drama that you and I experienced in this. Cause it's like, how does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's kind of the same answer, but it's just like, yeah, it's definitely like
it sucks to see like someone so deserving of being there that's not invited.
Yeah.
I totally get that. And I feel like that's the thing with big brands like that. I feel like they tend to have, I for sure know what you're talking about. We'll talk about it after. But I feel like they tend to have like an image of the people that they want there.
That's right.
And that's what it is. Yes. Like, I feel like there's only, again, half of it is, you know, you sell our product, you use our product. The other half is like, are you aesthetically matching our brand? You know, like, do you look good with this name beside you?
That, yeah.
For sure.
Wow.
That was kind of crazy.
No, that's tea. That's real tea because do you feel that? Do you feel like,
for sure.
Do you feel like, oh, this beauty brand?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I feel too sometimes.
Cause like I saw the people that were invited. Again, I think I know what we're talking about. And like some things didn't make sense.
Did not make sense.
I saw the people and I'm like,
yeah.
Okay. I mean, go off. That's crazy for you. But like, I know so many other people that like just,
this should be a sizzle.
They should be there. They should be there.
Yeah. We should make this a clip and post it because that's like real tea.
Yeah, for sure.
And then everyone in the comments will be like, who?
Yeah, no, that's like, yeah. That's, again, that's smoke and mirrors. Like, it's just, this industry is like, it's not what you think.
Yeah.
And it's not what people are seeing.
Yeah.
That's why I started this podcast in the first place. Like, I want to talk about this shit that people don't talk about behind the scenes, like what actually happens in this industry, because it's not all like, it's not all ponies and rainbows and pink clouds and it's not all love. It's like, yeah. But anyhow,
I have like real tea and like, okay.
Are you gonna spill it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So I was asked to like, I was asked to be on a show. I was asked to do my own show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't know how I feel about it. Mm-hmm. Like, because I just feel like, I don't know. It, like, it either flops, which I wouldn't want, or it does really well.
Yeah.
And then I also don't want, like,
when was this, recently?
Yeah. That level of fame. Like, it's still, so I'm very, like, feeling weird about it. But one thing I said about it, because this production does, or, like, it would be hopefully a similar production just in terms of quality. But they do a lot of like the Real Housewives kind of vibe.
Mm.
And actual, not kind of vibe, actual Real Housewives. So I was like, that's not the kind of show that I would ever want to do.
Yeah. So it would be like a reality?
Yeah. But I'm like, I want to actually show how I get rejected. I want to show like,
not all the wins.
Yeah. Yeah. Like this like life of like being an influencer. It's actually like, I don't get asked to do things. I miss like job opportunities. I am not making as much money as I used to. Like it's feast or famine what we do, eh?
Yeah.
It's like it comes all at once and then it's like, oh, right? Yeah. It's very feast or famine.
And you can't control it.
Right now, actually, I'm happy because things are coming in again, but you never know, right?
No,
you never know. Like,
it can change like this.
Yeah, like summertime. I was like, hello?
Yeah.
But then like, you know, fall comes and then Black Friday, Christmas, all these like
the holidays.
And now all these good opportunities are coming. So I'm very thankful. But like, yeah. Anyways, yeah. So that's how if I was ever to be on a show, I'd really want it to be like that. But
just real rawness. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you can, you know, real.
Yeah. And like kind of like on that topic, like how has, because I know you struggle with anxiety, how has social media kind of affected that and your mental health like in general?
A lot.
Yeah.
I honestly think that's the main thing that contributes to my anxiety. I have a low-grade anxiety today this whole time. It's just, I just feel like this is actually such tea, and we've had so many moments where like, oh, we need to like post this. This really is such tea. I feel like, I know that like everyone wants to build you up, and then they love to bring you down. Mm-hmm. They always want to see the queen go down.
Yeah.
They always do.
Yeah.
And that's why you see like all these people that they love. They're so obsessed with Anna Paul. And then they just love it. Everyone's making videos about her. Everyone's getting in on the drama. And it's like, everyone loves it. And why do you love it? Mm-hmm. Why do you love the demise of someone?
Yeah.
It actually, every time I see these people making videos about someone else, even if they have 13 million followers, like people think they're fine, they'll be fine, they're famous, they're rich, whatever. They're not fine. Mm-hmm. They are not fine. Like this is, these are people's lives.
Yeah.
Like that. And so like they always want to tear the person at the top down and then time passes and then they love a comeback story. Yeah. Right. And then they love them again.
Yeah.
And it's just such a weird thing.
Yeah.
And so just with my anxiety, I'm always like battling with like, do I even want this? Like, do I even want like the next level of success with what I do? Cause like, I'm not mentally strong enough for some of that, like all that comes with it.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel like there's people that are, and I don't know if I'm one of them. Mm-hmm. So that's why I feel like I really want to monetize what I'm doing. I want to have steady income. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I desire that next crazy level. Like I don't really want to be famous. Yeah. Like it's cute. It's super cute. Like when people are like, oh my God, I follow you. And I'm sure you get that too.
Yeah.
That's great. I think that's really flattering mm-hmm. and really cute, but like what's after that? Like crazy. I don't know if I could handle it.
Yeah. More money, more problems.
That's a real, real thing.
Drake. Anyways.
Yeah. Love Drizzy.
But yeah, no, it's definitely, I feel like also it's like people are miserable in life. Like just like the people that are hating and like all this stuff, like they, like you said, they love to see, no one likes to see you doing better than like, what am I trying to say here? Someone doesn't want to see you doing better than them.
Yeah.
That's like a shot, you know, like, so I feel like once there is something like a crack, maybe like the Anna Paul thing, like people found that crack and they just went off on this poor girl.
Yeah.
And I don't even know the exact story with what happened. Like,
I don't either, but that's probably the most petty drama that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
and it
I don't,
just becomes this crazy story.
Yeah. And like people like say like, do you know what happened? I'm like, I don't even fucking like, I don't also care to like figure this out and like decide, do I like her still? No. Like, again, like we were talking about before, I don't like anyone just bashing someone consistently. But yeah, people don't like to see you win.
Yeah.
Like that's a real thing for sure.
I think, yeah, for sure.
And yeah, that comes with like being scared to like be your real self sometimes because you don't know if you're going to get attacked for it. Because one time I made a TikTok and I posted about like mental health and like I'm going through some struggles here. And like people are like, how dare you like talk about mental health when like you have the perfect life, when you get this free shit, when you get flown out, like yada, yada. I'm like, mm-hmm. okay, but am I still not a human? Like,
exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, this is my job and I'm grateful and I can never see myself doing anything but this, but I still go through shit. Like, I still have these struggles that I'm not even telling you guys.
So
like,
relatable.
There's things that happen in my personal life that I'm not going to tell you guys because respectfully, you know, everything gets twisted.
Yeah.
But that's, I guess, something that comes with being on the internet. Like, you get these opinions about you.
That's right.
And you can't do anything about it.
When I was, like, extremely depressed after having Violet, my husband, who's, like, such an amazing guy, an amazing husband, was very there for me. But some people just don't get it. And he just didn't get it. But, like, he was, like, one of the things he said to me is, like, you're going to be fine. Like, I lost my mother. I, you know, some people like have like, you know, go through crazier shit. And it's like, I would never like take that pain and compare it. And that's one thing. I was like, you can't like two things could be happening at once. You know, like someone's like depression. There's a difference, by the way. Depression, anxiety. I'm not depressed. Mm-hmm. But that was real depression where like I could not even stand up in the shower. It was like so bad. He just could not get it. And people are like that. They're so quick to judge. Like I have real problems. Like you're getting all this free makeup. You're on camera. You're this so glamorous.
Yeah.
Izzy.
Yeah.
How dare you? You know, yeah. I felt that from like people in my inner circle. So I get it.
Yeah. And it's like I feel like you don't understand until you're in it.
Yeah.
Like we understand because we are the content creators. Like we are the people that you are watching.
Yeah.
Like unless you are in that situation that we are in, you're not going to understand. And same thing with us. I'm not going to understand you because I'm not in the position that you're in type of thing.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like it definitely does go both ways, but, can I ask what caused like this depression? Like, was it social media? Was it?
No, because this was before I even started, okay. Right? That was my outlet. That was like my way of starting.
Yes, that's what you said.
When I was slowly coming out of it. You know what? It was, I can't even, because it just really actually still makes me cry. But I'm actually so much more healed now.
Okay, good.
But no, it was just like, a very insane character assassination, let's say that. Mm. But it just felt like the world was closing in on me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just very hard to get through.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard. I'm not giving you real answers, but.
Yeah, no, it's.
Off camera, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's hard to talk about for sure.
Yeah, but it's still like a bit traumatic for me, but I am so much better now that I can like not always cry about it, but.
Yeah.
Still can kind of make still, me cry.
It's a part of you, right? Like it's those things will never go away.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to cry.
No. Do you want tissues?
No. I'm okay.
No, don't cry.
No, good.
Okay, change the topic.
No, it's okay. This whole world is like very overwhelming.
It is. Yeah. It's very, and like you were saying, just like everything combined, not even anyways, I'm not going to make you cry more, but
it's okay.
Is. People don't understand until you're in it type of thing. And like,
I never like cry on camera. Wow.
I know.
But
I
was tears actually rolled. Yeah. So maybe
it's just starting.
It did.
But you're good. You just have the glossy eyes.
Yeah. Sorry. This is such a buzzkill for your
podcast. No, literally, this is the real shit. Like it's fine. This is total. This is a space for you to cry if you need to. Okay. I'm curious because I don't think I've ever seen this, but like, do you post your kids on social media? Or do you try not to?
I don't post a lot. Okay. Violet is very comfortable on camera and sometimes she's wants to be on camera. So yeah, she has been on my stories and some of my vlogs and she's such a great partner.
Mm-hmm.
But I obviously you haven't seen it. So it's definitely not overkill.
Yeah.
And as she gets older, if she wants to, then, you know, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
I want to, you know, foster her whatever she wants in a healthy way. Mm-hmm. My son is not interested at all. So I actually, in fact, he hates when I put him on camera.
Really?
But sometimes I'm just like, please, please. You're so cute and gorgeous. Please. Yeah. I'm so proud of you and to be your mom. So please just let me post this. So once in a while, but I definitely don't overdo it with her and him is barely. Yeah. But people must think that I favor her because I post her so much more.
Yeah.
I think I've had comments like that, but whatever.
So do those like, because I know like I've had people on here, like mothers themselves, and like they try to not post their kids because like, mm-hmm. again, they don't want people to talk about their kids mm-hmm. in the way that like people talk about us. So have you gotten like that before? Like, no. Is that a worry of yours?
No, actually, Violet's been received very well.
Okay.
And people just think she's adorable because she is, and she's such a sweet girl.
Love you, Violet.
She truly is. Love you, Violet. Oh my gosh, she's gonna be so happy. She's like, she loves you.
Aww,
when I posted the video of you, she's like, I know that girl. I see her. Yeah.
Aw, what a cutie.
Yeah.
Aw.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay.
Also, I am so cringe and embarrassing to both my kids. And
really?
Yeah. So once, first of all, Violet's with me a lot of the time, and she's been with me so many times when people have come up to me.
Oh,
and I
really?
Feel like it's annoying for her, right? And so once I was in Aritzia and I was surrounded. There was
circle
around me of like, yeah, it was like a little bit of staff and some other people.
Yeah.
And she was standing there like, you guys are so annoying. Yeah. I'm like, girl, do you not get that like Izzy Santulli to you is like what I am to other people? Like, do you not? No, I said that.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I said that we went out for dinner on Valentine's Day and I was with my husband and we were talking about it at dinner with Violet. And I was like, that's like when people come up to me, like, don't be annoyed because that's how you feel about Izzy.
You're like, whoa, my mom is cool as fuck.
I'm like, I'm not embarrassing.
Yeah.
I had fob parents growing up. That's embarrassing. Are you okay?
God. Yeah. Do you feel pressure to look the part of like the perfect mom or even just like not even in necessarily like mom, just like the perfect like content creator and your content and like everything has to be like clean and like precise and like are you like that at all? Like do you
I actually don't feel that pressure at all. And I see other creators who have that perfect image and like not like that's just who they are. Like they're just very like streamlined with their content and what they show online and like that's the realness of me. Like the side to fashion mom where it's like my stories, we keep it 100. Like this is my life. This is me in my kitchen. This is me in my like bed, like watching a movie with Violet. Like I don't care to project this image of perfection in any way.
Yeah.
Actually quite the opposite. I like to totally keep it real.
Yeah. Any judgy things that moms have said to you or any like crazy like parenting advice that you've gotten?
Yeah, I've seen like comments of like that I am not a involved mom or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. Like I can't remember exactly, but
that's a crazy statement.
how could you judge that based on snippets that I've given
you
when I hardly post my kids for a reason? So the judginess. You know, who knows what people say in my real life behind the scenes, right? Like, you know, look at this mom on social media. Like, that is just something that I wish I could just, like, the people that I knew had no idea about. I wish that my social media could only be to strangers.
Yeah.
I truly do.
Yeah.
Have you seen those memes of, like, Instagram versus TikTok where it's like... Yeah. Like the TikTok's the Wild West. Like you could do whatever you want, but Instagram,
no.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, I feel
like
the same way.
I'm like, oh God.
Yeah.
I hate that you see this, but you know?
Yeah.
Whatever. It is like it's a business. You gotta look at it like that. So yeah, I definitely get judgy comments online. That I'm just
So is that your most like the one you get the most that you're not involved?
Like honestly, that's not a huge hate call. I don't get those comments a lot. Okay. I don't think that I have seen those where it's just like, yeah, she seems like she doesn't even care about her kids. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's just.
Okay. Just like literally I would.
From what evidence like, are you saying that from?
Chop off a limb for them, but okay.
Yeah.
Like literally.
That's why I say so much. People are just making opinions on what we show.
Yeah.
We're not showing our entire life.
Yeah.
So I guess something we have to deal with the job that we have. But
yeah.
The pros outweigh the cons.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
You also talked a little bit, I don't think on camera, but like about your ADHD. How do you feel like that affects you being a content creator? Because you have to be very organized, I feel like.
Yeah, it does affect me a lot.
Uh-huh.
So one of the things with ADHD is that I get very overwhelmed. So like my email inbox, like it's either you're hyper-focused or you're completely detached from like the responsibilities, right? So my inbox will have like overflowing emails. I'm like, I gotta read these. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, it's so overwhelming and intimidating, if that makes sense, to just have to tackle all of them. Being a content creator, like when I have a brand deal, so often I have in the past had Anthony in behind the camera feeding me lines. Because like, it's not that, like, you know, with these briefs that they give us, they're so specific and so like, I wish I could just talk about how great this product is because I truly love it, but they want to hit certain
points,
things, and I can't remember everything. So I have Anthony telling it to me. And then of course I say it in my own way.
Yeah.
But that's like a real thing where I get super intimidated sometimes by extensive briefs from brand deals.
Yeah.
Those briefs, when they're like 4 pages long, oh my God, and they give you the pictures, the examples, bro, the other video references.
I got a brief recently. I'm not going to say the brand. Bro, ask me why it was 30 pages long.
Excuse me?
I looked at it. I'm like, that is so funny if you think I'm reading that. I'm not reading this.
That would send me into like a spiral. That would really.
Sent me into a spiral. Yeah, I'm like, 30 pages for what? Yeah, what product?
Yeah.
You're fucked.
I honestly need management mainly for a lot of my brand deals because I love him, but and he's amazing, but just like that is so important. Like I could not do it without him. Mm-hmm. And the team anyways.
Yeah.
So that's like the emails, they pile up, or like I just have to clear them all out. And then I'm like so on it. It's very like high and low.
Yeah.
ADHD comes in so many different forms in different people. So for me, that's like a main thing. Like I get very overwhelmed. And I get very overwhelmed with creating content and like what do I have to do for the week and like...
So when you get overwhelmed, do you kind of just like...
Shut down.
Yeah. So when I get overwhelmed, I just rot in bed and just don't do any of the things I need to do.
It's the worst.
And then it just keeps piling the work and you're just like, no.
And it's a ripple effect too, because when I let the overwhelming feeling get the best of me, I shut down. Mm-hmm. And then what happens is that it creates more anxiety. So it's a ripple effect.
Yeah,
and
it's very
ADHD and anxiety absolutely go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. So then I'm sitting scrolling and I feel like a piece of crap.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'm literally so unproductive. I'm scrolling, watching things that make me feel worse. Mm-hmm. I'm doing nothing. I'm rotting in bed. And it's just a horrible like ripple effect. So I try to like really just get a hold of myself. I take a lot of vitamins that help with mood.
Mm-hmm.
And even before I came, I took like this one called Calm.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, just be chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Is it Lemmy Calm? Or wait, no,
it's not Lemmy Chill, but I heard that's good, but it keeps you a little...
Yeah.
I don't know about that one, but I heard it's good. No, they're just like supernatural,
okay, cool.
Ashwagandha and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I take that too sometimes here and there, but I'm the same. That's why I say I do have like ADHD a little bit. Cause like when I do get overwhelmed with stuff, I'm like, let's just like not do any of it.
Yeah.
But then again, like you said, the ripple effect, it makes it fucking worse.
Yeah, it does.
Cause you do things to distract yourself, which is going to make you feel like a shittier person. Like,
yeah. Once I had such like, it felt debilitating and I was like, I pushed through a video and it went viral. I'm like, okay,
really?
That's why I have to do that. That's why I have to push through.
Yeah. Yeah. Misconceptions about you. What do people think?
Misconceptions about me are wildly consistent with the fact that I am like, I don't know, I don't want to say bitch, but like bitchy, because like my, like, I'm not going to say character, but just like, I think when I'm on camera, like I have a confidence about me. I have a, like, and I am a confident person. But like sometimes when I talk about things and I have passion about it, whether I'm roasting a trend or, you know, just saying my opinion on something, I think sometimes people think that I have this like edginess that's a little harsh. And truthfully, a lot of times it is for the camera and it is for the impact and it is for views.
Yeah.
Because like we do want our videos to succeed and get in the algorithm, and that's just, that's what it is. That is the business. But I, like I said earlier in this discussion, like I don't always want to have this like image, this tough girl thing. But I think that's the biggest misconception, that I'm like this tough girl. I'm not tough, or like insensitive or bitchy. And it's like, it's often, it's part of me, those like the edginess, but it's not like who I am, but that's most of what people see on camera.
Yeah. That makes sense. Cause that's what they're seeing. So they're going to assume that for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Just one last question before we end it off. What do you think about fast fashion? We talked a little bit about Shein.
Yeah. So I definitely don't F with Shein.
Yeah.
And I think with fast fashion, it's like, I can't make a blanket statement of that it's bad. Of course it's bad. We know that it's not good for the environment. Am I guilty of consuming it? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm definitely guilty. I think there is a spectrum of crap, and I think Shein is bottom of the barrel, and I just don't want to support that business. It's like, that might be completely hypocritical, and maybe I'm ignorant, and I probably am, about like the practices of other fast fashion companies that I have bought from. But I do think, like, in my research and experience, that there is a spectrum of like bottom of the barrel to like a little better. So I think that Shein's really at the bottom, and that's why like I would never buy it for my kids, and I don't buy it for myself. And like I said, that could be very hypocritical, because, but I also don't look at it just on the impact that it has on the world, which is horrible, but I also look at it in terms of like personal health, which we've learned that a lot of these clothes, which who would ever think that the clothes you buy are harming you? They have like lead in them and horrific, horrific things. And I don't want that on my kids. I don't want that on me. So that's where I kind of think about the whole spectrum of like crap to like a little better. I think things coming into North America have to have some regulation. You know, who knows if, you know, we don't know, and they're hiding it from us. But yeah, that's my take on Shein.
I never even thought about like how like the things, like the what the clothing is made of can like affect. I didn't even think of that.
Have you not heard of that?
No.
I made a video.
I think I also live under a rock.
I made a video about that, and I actually am going to do an updated video, because a lot of people.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah, people don't realize that it really is very harmful for us. And like, apparently, you, even if you wash it like five times, it still has those chemicals.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like you have to literally wash it like a million times to get that stuff out. Like there's lead and other harmful things in the fabric that.
And you found this out by like researching? Like,
I did research and I've seen a lot of people talk about it. And there was a book that I wanted to buy, and because I'm ADHD, I saw it and forgot about it. And now I don't know. But there was someone wrote a book about it, and I remember that they were trying to block this author and her book from, like, she was about to go on tour, and then she got all these like threatening. So it's like, it's a thing that the like the harmful fabrics, it's a real thing with the really cheap fast
time
fashion.
To throw out my entire closet,
like Timu. Timu, like how, like you're getting like you're getting jeans for $6, like
I guess you have to expect it to be crap,
like
for
how
you.
Is that being made?
Yeah,
you know, so
yeah,
that's damn, that's how I look at it.
Yeah, Well, keep that in mind, everybody.
Yeah.
I have to throw out my entire closet now.
Oh, no. No, but just be careful and think about your future.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
The good thing about not like being young and just being healthy is that our bodies regenerate all the time. So
yeah.
There's always things you could do.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel so bad about all the microplastics that I have probably every week. Yeah. So yeah. I'm always trying to like counter that with something else. But
yeah,
we're healthy.
To make up for it. Yeah.
We're young-ish.
Yeah.
You're young.
Yeah. So you're 20. What do you mean?
Yeah. I don't even care to be 20. I just want to be healthy and good and happy.
Yes.
Mentally.
Main priority is really, happiness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I could just get rid of all the like anxiety, which is just not real life, then I'd be like golden.
Yeah. Well, no, it's a part of you.
Yeah.
It's that what makes you you. Even yeah. The bad, you know, like
yeah,
it's you.
Yeah. Such is life.
Yes.
Like it's shit and then it's amazing.
Yeah.
How do we get rid of the shit?
And that's just life.
Impossible.
Well, that's the perfect way to end it off right there with that quote.
Love that.
Well, thank you for coming on the podcast. I actually really liked this discussion.
Me too.
It felt very like real and like wholesome. And like, I forgot about the cameras for a second.
Me too. I'm being real. Me too. That's how I like teared up because like if there's a camera, I'm like usually like on. But I like this was so real.
I totally forgot.
This was so real that I like. Didn't even.
I really enjoyed the conversation we had.
Me too. I love you.
Cool. I love you. I love you. Well, thanks guys for tuning in. I will see you in the next one.